Hi, this is Evie.
And this is Chantel. And this is Married to PTSD.
Season three.
Episode one. Isn't that crazy? Three seasons.
Yes, and Chantel tried to make us change up our intro just a second ago.
I was just trying to wing it and see, because this is why. I'm obsessed right now with Jeff Lewis's podcast. Do you know who that is? No, because you don't know anything. About the things I like. Anyways, he's on Bravo. He has a show called Flipping Out. And he's basically just like a designer who's crazy. But anyways, I'm obsessed with him. And
he changes up his intro every season?
Yeah, and I loved it. It was funny. Oh. Anyways, but they're techie and they have like producers and all that crap.
Yeah, it's just us in an app, guys.
Yes. So let's talk about how things have been going since the last time we've casted on the pod.
A lot. I think a lot with us. We've had some good bad days. We've had some good days. And just kind of some new realizations that, I don't know, because he's trying to get better, so that makes me want to get better. Mm-hmm. But you do still have those bad days.
Right.
Even, like, sometimes you forget and you think it's, like, all going to be rainbows and roses.
Yeah, and then it's a left hook.
Yeah, yeah, and you're like, oh, and then you have, you know, you're back to old feelings again. But I do think when he was at rock bottom, I even shared this with him.
Like recently?
Yeah, no, not rock bottom recently, but when he was, but we had a couple bad days, so it brought back old feelings.
Right.
That I kind of, he was so rock bottom and indecisive and couldn't make a decision, and I kind of took the leadership role
because
I had to.
Right.
And I think I had a hard time when he started getting better releasing that role.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
But I don't think I realized it. I wish somebody would have said that. I didn't realize that I needed to kind of let him have his role back.
Yeah.
But I think it took trust, and it took a second for me to trust again.
Right. That's what with, I mean, Marisol, she's been on the podcast before, my friend from California.
Yeah.
And she, I remember whenever she had her daughter, who is now 12, and Olivia, Olivia was 7 months old whenever her daughter was 7 weeks old. And we went out to California to go spend some time with them. And she was doing the same thing, like completely took over. And I was like, listen, I get that you're a new mom and you want to do all this mom stuff, but you need to let your, ex now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needs a dad and he needs to do what dads do. Like, you can't be bathing her every single time.
Right.
And feeding her every single time. Like, you're making him feel obsolete. And so she was like, oh, I guess I didn't really realize that. But
yeah.
I mean, because you're just going to push them away.
I think I told him that. Like, we had that discussion. And I was like, I feel like our roles are back to normal. I very much
will,
like...
What do you mean, though, as in roles? And, like, what did you take over?
I took over, like, just all the roles. The leadership roles. I just...
Like, what do you mean, though? Like,
I mean, not alpha, because I'm married to a Marine. I will never have the alpha hand. My Marine wives know, if you know,
oh,
you know.
Oh, Jesus.
But no, in all seriousness, I don't know.
I mean,
know.
Like bills and
everything.
Groceries,
like,
and
every
all the
single
things.
Role.
And what did he do?
He was just kind of there.
Pitter pattering.
He wasn't very
existing.
Even present. Yeah.
Right.
So I feel as, you know, we worked on it. It didn't come overnight. It's just been years that we've worked on this. So I have to look back and think, gosh, you know, when I was praying for things, I mean, I think that I know God saw us through a lot and guided me, but I don't know how to explain this in words. Like, I'm very much into we'll bring him a cup of coffee. Why? Because his job is to protect me and the house. So he's the first one to take the bullet if somebody comes through the door. Like, very much.
So do you think you guys are more in, like, a king queen role or more of a 50-50 situation? Because I think those are very different.
What do you mean king queen?
Like, you serve him. Do you make his plate at dinner?
No.
I bet you do.
I do not.
I totally bet you do.
I don't at all. Actually, he's the cook. He's a better cook out of the two of us.
He cooks?
He's the cook.
Budget. I need one of those.
Yeah,
Chuck used to cook.
I will clean it all up. Well, Randy likes to eat, so he likes to eat good food. No, but I'm just saying, like, those roles, I took the role, and I realized, like, we struggled a little bit in times where I don't think we should have had to struggle because I was holding on to the roles for so long.
Right.
But I didn't trust to give them back.
Yeah, I get that.
And so I told him, I go, you're in the circle of trust now, so
don't mess it up.
Don't break the circle.
So what are things that he can do, though, to break the circle? Like the way he starts treating you or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think right now because, and I know some people are not at this stage of where their PTSD veteran is at, I can talk to him, not in the moment. That's never good.
Right.
But I can talk to him later and be like, you know, that hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Why did you say that? Or any of that. And then if we come back from that, I think we're good. It's if we have bad weeks or that stuff, it starts to wear me down.
So we're pretty much in this a similar actually situation, because I feel like that's a lot of times, like when we're both bad, and when we're good, we're both good.
Yeah.
But right now we're doing the same stuff. So like I've noticed, like the last few months have been so hard, and I feel like back on walking on eggshells, and I feel like I have to like overcompensate because he's like extra mean to the kids, so then I have to like extra be nice and make sure that they're not disciplined the way I don't, because he's just sometimes he just makes stupid choices and says dumb things and it's too much, and I can't, like, it's just too much. And so
then you start, I feel like I parent out of guilt.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%. That makes, yes. And like, that's just, and that's something I haven't told him, because he says like he has to be extra hard on them because I'm not hard on them. And I'm like, no, we just have a different relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have the relationship you want, and it sucks for you because they're not going to trust you, and they're not like, yeah, they love you because you're their dad, but I mean, you have to earn respect, and being afraid of you is not respect.
Right.
And so, I just noticed that it's been really rough, the last couple months, and I just kind of bit my tongue and I haven't really said anything. But on Friday we actually ended up going, and this is actually a big deal, and I know I've talked about this before. We've been married for almost 19 years. He's, and my family lives in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's maybe been with me maybe 5 times in 19 years. He doesn't do birthday parties. He doesn't do hangouts.
He's been with you what? Where, to your family?
Yeah, like my sister and brother both live there. Like,
where are we at? Okay, yeah. so going there. Family, okay, yeah. Okay. I wasn't following.
Maybe 5 times.
Okay.
And like he's not close to my nieces and nephews that all live up there.
So your side of the family.
Right. Yeah, and it sucks. Yeah. I mean, all I have here is my mom.
Right.
And so it just sucks. And well, anyways, he actually ended up coming with me this last weekend.
Oh.
Which was so amazing. My brother got married.
Okay.
And so it was amazing. And like, so he has 2 kids with my now sister-in-law. And this is the first, but I mean, they're babies. They're 1.5 and 2.5.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that Josh has now met Andrea, my new sister-in-law, at her wedding.
Well.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
Better
like,
late than ever.
Anyway, well, and then Josh is a freaking groomsman. And I'm like, how did you even solidify this role?
Were you in the wedding?
No.
Oh.
And so, and this is my brother. Like, we grew up.
Like, thanks, bud.
Yes. Anyways. So, and then, and
that's well, did he have a good time?
Yes. He had a great time. But, okay, so my point, though, is when we were packing to leave on Friday, he was like, we were, like, packing our medications and stuff. And then he's like, yeah, I've been not wanting to tell you because I didn't want you to make a situation about it. But he says, I haven't been taking my medication for probably about 3 months.
Imagine that.
And I was like, yep, I noticed. So I didn't make a big deal about it right away because I knew, like, if I would have freaked out, he'd have been like, I'm not going. Like, this, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I noticed. He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I mean, I've noticed. Olivia's noticed. Everybody's noticed. Like, it's, by the way, we are at wrestling practice and my daughter's in here and she's a very loud colorer. She's a colorer.
An artiste.
She's giving me some looks. Anyways, so then he was like, well, I didn't want to tell you because I knew if I told you, then every time that we got in a fight, that's what you'd blame it on. And I'm like, that's because 95% of the time, that's what it's on. So we didn't really talk about it on the way up there. The kids did very well. He didn't really snap at anybody. Like, it was good.
Yeah.
And then the weekend was good. We were there Friday night. We were there all day Saturday. Saturday night was the reception. And then Sunday, everything was good. And then Sunday night, we left to come back home. And just like, wait, and I agree with the kid's not back talking. Like, I get that. But yeah. sometimes he takes it too far.
Yeah.
And before they, and like, he doesn't allow them a lot of times to ask why.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a big thing. Like, they need to understand why, I think. Like, not in a, like, if they're asking it in a shitty way, but if they're asking it in like, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Type why situation.
Yeah.
They just want to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just look at me because I said shitty?
Yes.
People are fine with saying shitty.
I don't even think I've rated our podcast with cursing.
Stop it.
Anyway.
So then my oldest daughter got snippy about, I don't even know what it was. It was something stupid. And he like yanked her phone from her and then didn't give it back to her for a while. And then soon after, then Tyson... got snippy about, oh, because it was just something simple, and Tyson is just trying to play word games, and that's just what he does, and he's 15, I get it, but shut up, like, come on. So, like, it was like, because I had packed the snacks at the Airbnb, and I put them in two Walmart bags. Josh didn't know that I had snacks, I guess, and so he's asking, oh, what do you guys have to eat? And I was like, I have, like, bags of snacks, and then he's like, oh, what kind of snacks? And I was like, pass the bag, or pass the snacks up. Like, it's seriously something this dumb.
Yeah.
Pass snack. Well, which snacks, Tyson? All of them. And he's like, well, just which one do you want? Well, Dad doesn't know which snacks there are, so just pass up all of them. He's like, well, they're all over the place. And I was like, they should just be in two Walmart bags. And he's like, no, Olivia rearranged the car when we got in.
Oh, no.
And put them in random places. And she's like, I have them organized and they're separated and blah, blah. Anyways, well, but Tyson was getting frustrated, but we're like... Like, you don't need to be saying anything. Just give the snacks up. Like,
right, right.
That's all there's, like, bottom line.
Yeah.
And so then he's, like, making a huge deal. He's like, so finally, like, after I think Josh, like, reached back and smacked him and then took his phone type situation. And then he's like, what did he say? Oh, Tyson's like, well, I just wanted to know what snacks you wanted. Like, it was so dumb, but... It just ended up being like this now 30-minute fight of respect and why you need to respect him and his your elders and blah, blah, blah. And then it went into because we make our kids do a sport every season, and he wants to condition for the winter instead of doing wrestling, but we want him to do wrestling. And so then it went into the whole wrestling situation and how we are going to –
yeah.
It's just so dumb. But my mom ended up being like 24 minutes behind us. And she ended up at the same gas station as us, but we were still there, like, because we were in the car talking, and
yeah.
Josh wouldn't get out and pump the gas until we had, like, a decision. And
okay, but sometimes I think some of our problems, I have to remember, I'm like, is that just family problems? Is that just mom? Or is this our...
I think Josh is just so quick to snap at dumb things.
Gotcha.
And I don't think whenever he is on his medicine that he does that as much. So then by this time, Tyson goes with my mom. Like,
yeah.
Drives the rest of the way back to Missouri with my mom. And they just needed a break from each other.
Sure.
And then, so then as we're, like, in Kansas City, he's like, something about, you think Tyson hates me? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you think he hates me? And I'm like, yep. And I'm also listening to a podcast. So I really don't care about this conversation. And look at my other ear. Like, he couldn't see it. Anyways. So, what? Why are you making that face?
That is the worst.
I don't care. I don't want to fight about every.
So, did the medicine get brought up anyways?
Yes. So, then I was like, buddy, like, I understand that you don't think that this because we're not, like, in the crazy moment. But I was like, I don't think that you're making the best decision for our family. You might be making the best decision for what you think you need. But for our family, this is what we need. Like, I get that you think that you're a zombie, but you're not. You are more reasonable, and you're not as snappy. And then it just ended up being a very long conversation about – because he doesn't think anybody else notices. Olivia – all right, so then here's another side story. Like, 2 weeks ago, I ran out of my medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to wait for my refill. And but so I started taking an old kind that I used to use. It did not work. Just for, like, anxiety and, like, because it just helps me, like, not be as snappy.
Yeah.
And so Olivia, my 12-year-old, had sat down with me, like, at night, like, after everybody else's sleep. And she's like, can I ask you something? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, is something going on in your life? Like, is something wrong? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, I just realized that you and Dad have been more snappy lately. And I was like, oh, well, if she's going to notice, Josh, like,
Yeah.
There's something going on. And then he was mad, of course, that I brought it up in front of her. And I was like, well, you're the one that's asking me all these questions. Anyways, so then come to today. I'm at the vet. And one of his cop friends come in. And so I ask – or so we're, like, talking and stuff. And because Josh is supposed to be putting his notice in soon. And he's like, yeah, I think that I might have got that pushed back on accident. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I told him, like, don't forget, you know, you have four kids. I'm like, first off, like, thanks.
He's not going to forget.
Got it. And he's like, and it's going to be Christmas time. And I was like, yeah, but I don't care. I rather have him.
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
That's what people don't get.
Yeah. I rather have peaceful than gifts.
Yes.
I don't, like, and we've talked to the kids, like, listen, dad's going to quit soon.
Mm-hmm.
So money might be a little bit tighter, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that you all rather have him be there.
Welcome to my world.
And present.
Yeah.
Than get a gift.
Yes.
And so.
When you don't live in that peace.
Yeah. Everything. Nobody cares.
Like, yes. I would 100% agree with you.
Okay.
Right now.
So then.
Does he still feel this way, or did that man talk him like.
So then he goes. Well, you know, I think he still feels this way. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. And he's like, oh. And I was like, can I ask you something? And he's like, yeah, because I don't really know him that well, so I really don't care what he thinks of me.
Like, you don't know any of my business.
But I was like, have you noticed a change in Josh in the last few months? And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, just like him being, like, more angry.
Hey, artist.
Stop, artist. No. So I was like, just with, like, being more angry and, like, touchy about things. And he's like, actually, yeah. He goes, I wanted to talk to you about this, but I didn't know, like, how to talk to you about it or if I even should or if it was my place. He's, like, not towards me, but in a lot of situations, I have noticed that he snaps more and that he's easily aggravated. And I was like, well, that's good to know. And he goes, and I said, apparently he's been not taking his medication for mm-hmm. a few months. And he goes, I was going to ask you if that was what was going on. And so I told him, I called Josh. Actually, he called me, like, right after I had left there. And I told mm-hmm. him I saw Huff, and I said, listen, I need to tell you something, but I don't.
Your coworkers? No. Yeah, you're not, like, taking your meds.
I need to tell you something, but I, like, you cannot get mad. And he's like, okay, just say it. And I was like, and plus I'm telling you now because you're working, because he was doing carpets.
Yeah.
And the owner wasn't there, so he's just able to, like,
talk.
Sit in his thoughts.
Yeah.
And he can listen to his podcasts while he's carpet cleaning. And so I was like, this is what Huff said. And he was like, yeah, I guess there's a lot we need to talk about. And I was like, okay. But, I mean, we haven't talked because he got home as soon as we were about to leave and come here. And I don't know. But, I mean, where is that realization that this is now, what, the fifth time that you tried to do this whole natural shit? It's not working. It's not working for me. It's not working for you. It's not working for our family. And now it's not working for your coworkers.
Okay, well, has he been going to the gym?
Yes.
Regularly?
Not as much, but, I mean, more than he was for a while.
So we had to come up with, because we're the family that doesn't believe in the meds.
Right.
And I don't believe that's true for everybody. I do believe they work, just not for us. And Randy was going through kind of a snippier period, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Because normally he's pretty good about self-regulating because he has to. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the meds. But we did notice the patterns where he slacks off and he doesn't have that daily gym.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's him being able to get out of aggression or what when he's lifting.
Yeah.
That is a mood changer for him. So I don't know. And I know schedules don't always allow it. You have four kids.
There's so many. Yeah, sometimes I guess you can forget if you have four kids.
Right.
And Christmas is coming.
But yeah. I don't know. Man,
we have a lot going on.
When it's not great, you're right. I think our schedules line up for the bad days.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm hoping whenever we're able to have this talk that he starts taking his med. Maybe he will tonight. I don't know.
Because we have the holidays coming up, and that's always rough for all of the veterans.
Yeah.
Really fast, though.
Yes.
I'm going to read somebody else's email and story, and then we're going to close it. Cold read here. I don't even know. I got to nickname you really fast.
Bravo.
Done. Oh, yes. Bravo. Okay. This one's from Bravo. It says, hello. I was wondering if this is the group that does the podcast on Spotify. I hope so because I have a complaint. Y'all did you read
No.
This? Totally cold read. Y'all did an episode 6, Dating PTSD. Y'all read an email from GP. Well, that email was about me. My complaint is, why did
you use the husband?
My name on the podcast? Yeah. Oh, is it the husband? Oh, gosh. I don't know. Do we read a name?
I don't. We usually don't.
I'll have to go back and listen, sir.
Yeah, we apologize if we did that. And like we just said, we literally just did a cold read. So we super apologize, guys.
Hold on. Let me see what it says.
But also, though, okay, so I...
Because people are talking.
That could be very annoying, and I get that. But also, people don't know because we do give everybody nicknames. So unless if you share it and you say, hey, this is me, we don't say people's names.
Yeah, I don't say people's names at all. But we will get back. We'll make a decision on that and get back. I love that we didn't read this. You can tell, guys, these are cold reads. And we have upset one of the veterans, and we're not trying to do that at all. So I will figure out what to do.
And Evie will email this person.
This will be an easy fix. No, there's no email. We're just going to delete it.
The pod.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm not in this for people, for wives to get vengeance. And I'm not saying that's what she was doing. I'm not saying anything.
Right.
We used your name, obviously. I'll go back. I don't even need to listen. Like, I'm not here to upset any veterans. I wouldn't want my husband upset. So as you can tell, this is a cold read, but unfortunately, episode 6, Dating PTSD, is going to get taken down because this is not... I mean, like, we don't make money off of this. Right. We're not sponsored. I am just here to help people get their story out, and that's obviously bothering someone out there, so I will take care of this, and that will be taken care of. So as you can tell, these are cold reads.
But maybe we'll do a better job of filtering for now.
Yeah, so I obviously read your name, and I didn't even think about that. So I'm sorry for that. We apologize for that, and I will try to make that right. Low battery. Okay. So with that, we've said a lot about our lives. We've had our first complaint. It's a legit complaint, and hopefully we take care of it and keep listening to the podcast, and we will do a better job of scratching out names and maybe filtering through a cold read.
Yep. Yep. Sure will. I guess we'll just label this one foot in our mouths.
Yes. There you go. Foot in our mouth. And you can be like, at the end, you'll figure it out. So like I said, we apologize to everybody. We're not trying to get hurt feelings out there. We're just trying to have people not feel so alone, and hopefully we'll make things right.
And you know, and I do think, I mean, obviously we apologize, but for one complaint out of the hundreds of people that listen to the podcast and that we help, like,
yeah, but it's a legit complaint, and I'm going to take care of that. So until next time, when we have some more cold reads, maybe filtered through a little bit, we will talk to you later. And it is always, you can always reach out to us, like this person did, at married2ptsd@yahoo.com. All right.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.